Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
Hello again, and we welcome you to episode 30 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. It's our weekly chat about Bridgeport Indians athletics. Very special episode number 30, as we celebrate the Bridgeport recent boys and girls Class AAA swimming title. On episode 30, we're going to have two guests coming up on the program today. Amelia Romano on the ladies' side, and on the boys' side, James Hadges, who are both state champions, and Amelia also winning an individual title. So we'll talk with her coming up in just a moment. Of course, in our final segment, we will do the whip around to get you updated on everything that's happening in Bridgeport High School athletics. Basketball season starting to wind down. The girls starting their regionals this weekend. Boys will start next weekend. Boys also with one final regular season game to go, and also wrestling. Some individuals qualifying for the state wrestling meet, so they're heading to Huntington coming up here in a couple of weeks. So all that's still to come in our final segment. But first, let's talk some state championships as Bridgeport wrapped up two more state swimming titles this past week in Morgantown last weekend, wrapping up the 2025 Class AAA Boys and Girls State Championship titles. And a big part of the Girls State Championship was swimmer Amelia Romano, and she joins us on Tribe Talk, the podcast. Well, you'd experienced a state championship before last year, winning an individual title. How did this feel different or more rewarding, being able to win a team title with your teammates?
Last year, being individual, you really only get to experience what it is to be a champion individually when you win those individual events. So nobody really shared that excitement with me, unlike like my parents did, obviously, but like my team, they were excited for me that I won and everything. But being able to feel the feeling of being a champion is just a whole nother level of an experience. And that's why when, you know, they asked me, they were like, "How you seem happier with the overall state champion as the girls team?" And that's just because, like, all of those girls, we brought our whole entire girls team there. And all of those girls being able to feel the same feeling I did last year was 10 times more rewarding than an individual win.
Yeah. So take me through those 2 days and kind of the prep, you know, going in. I know the girls team, you guys had performed well in the regional, but what was the mindset when the state started in Morgantown? Did you feel like it was possible this team could rack enough points up to win the AAA title?
So going into Thursday, we had preliminaries, and there were only two of us individually that had qualified for finals that night. And our relays qualified too. But compared to the other girls' teams, it was kind of like a disadvantage because not all of our girls qualified for their individual events.
Yep.
So it was kind of like we're like teeter-tottering right here between, are we going to rack up relay points and also rack up individuals? So it really put a lot of pressure onto all the girls team and the relays, because if we wanted to get the state championship, then we would have to really perform well in our relays. After Thursday's final session, we were actually in first place. But going into Thursday, into Friday's final, we were like all the way down at fifth because not all of our girls had qualified again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we were kind of unsure, and I'm sure you've heard of the classification stuff. So we knew, we were aware that Elkins would be double A. So we were kind of just like pushing them off to the side. But I mean, going into Friday, you would think that we had numbers just lined up, like what we needed to do in case someone didn't place the same way. So we had numbers going, and we were adding them up, which, of course, the boys, they were completely fine.
Yeah.
They completely dominated. So adding up and subtracting, and we finally came to the conclusion that we could win it. And I stayed the same in the 500 freestyle, But the 100 backstroke was kind of iffy for us, and that's where we knew that if we wanted to win the state title, we needed to go and dominate the 400 freestyle relay, and that's what we did. So tying with John Marshall was not in the numbers we calculated. It just happened to be that they moved up a spot in their relay. So it's really, really calculating the numbers. It just happened to all fall into the place that it needed to be. Our girls team definitely needed a state championship win this year. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen every single article about the Bridgeport boys, and we've been kind of overlooked this year. And I think that being able to come out at the biggest meet of the year and say we're state champions, like, is really big for us considering we only had 9 girls.
So take me to Friday. When did it, I know all the numbers crunching, and I'm sure you're, you know, trying to figure it out once an event's over where you're going to be in the standings. When did that kind of eureka moment happen? That, you know, you did the points and then you took out the 2 AA single A teams that are in that obviously got moved out, and Elkins won their own state championship. But when did that happen?
So we decided that we would be able to win it right after the 100 backstroke. Our coaches had all of their numbers in their clipboards, and we were marking out and subtracting. So right before we lined up for the 400 free relay, they told us, they were like, if you don't get second place in this event, like, we're not going to win. So the thing is, with relay points, they're like double individual points. So that's where we really collected our points, were the 200 medley relay and the 400 free relay. Jan really stacked those relays because not a lot of people do the 400 free. I mean, there's not many people that can swim 100 freestyle. So, I mean, calculating all those points right before you're going into race was crunch time and was really overwhelming. But I think we all took it and used that as a way of hyping ourselves up, because we all swam insanely fast in the relay, like at the end of the meet. So I think doing all of the math and seeing that, yes, we can do it, now go get it, was what really helped us.
So tell me about you individually. How long have you been in competitive swimming?
I've been swimming since I was 6, so 11 years I've been competitively swimming. And some may say those 11 years have been long, or like, I am just in love with swimming. All I do and all my family does is talk about swimming. Especially with the girls that I have swam high school with, I've swam with them since I was 7 years old. So it's nothing new for us together. That's why these moments are 10 times more special to me, is because I've known these girls since I was 7 years old. And to be able to say that I ended my high school career with a state championship with my best friends is quite awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's a storybook culmination, really, right?
100%.
So what's next for you?
So what is next for me is that I am going to Penn West Clarion University to swim. I am on a scholarship to go there, and I will continue out my 4 years of swimming at the university, and I will plan to major in criminal justice, and I want to be a prosecuting attorney. So Clarion really checked all the boxes for me. I walked in and you get that feeling that you adjust and you're like, this is definitely for me. And that's how I felt when I walked into the facility, and the coach was so welcoming, and the team was more like, there, it just felt like home. And I mean, of course it is 3 hours away, but my mom and the coach really connected, which is a good thing if you're going to send me 3 hours away.
Sure.
So that is what's in store for me next.
Awesome. Well, best of luck swimming and going to school in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference. And huge congratulations on a state championship.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amelia. Congratulations. Now, on the boys' side, it was a dominating performance by the Bridgeport boys team collectively, 201-point total, and a win over George Washington, the runner-up, at 148, third boys' title for Indians head coach Jan Grisso, the previous two coming in 2010 and 2019. And a big part of the state championship win was James Hadges, and he joins us now on Tribe Talk, the podcast. And James, congratulations, and just tell me how it feels to be a state champion.
Going into it, we kind of figured we would be close to the top and contending for the state champs, but setting new records in this for the school in the relays and breaking the state records was completely out of the picture. So when we saw that we did that, it was just amazing.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, swimming's a little bit unique. I guess it's somewhat like track and field in the sense that, you know, through the year you can look at your times in the different events and compare them against the field, so to speak. So you kind of have an idea of, you know, maybe who a favorite is going into a state championship meet like you did last weekend. But, you know, is there added pressure because of that, because you guys went in and felt like, you know, really you were the favorite to win the state championship?
I would say so. I would say it showed that we were ahead, but we didn't want to think we're state champs already. We wanted to make sure we won and make sure we became state champs.
And how more satisfying is it that you went in as the favorite, took care of business, you know, went into that second day and, you know, still had some opportunities to make some records, which you guys did, and, you know, ultimately do exactly what you're supposed to do?
It felt amazing. Just knowing that we had a job to do and executing it to the best of our abilities and having the results show, it was just an amazing feeling.
So tell me about the relays. I know the boys not only won the 200 free and the 400 relays, but set a new state record in both, and you were a part of one of those relay teams.
So the 400 free relay, going into it, we were scared with Huntington, because Huntington last year, I'm pretty sure they had the state record, and they had this kid named Keon McClure. So they were kind of our rivals. But we, in prelims, we just kind of swam to see if we could break our record, and we ended up swimming, not only broke our record, but we also broke the state record. So that gave us a lot of momentum for finals to just do the same.
So I know Chris Johnson's article made a point of about your walk-up music. And for that particular 200 free, your selection was from Star Wars. Give me a little background on that.
Yeah, so the first night we were after finals, all the boys were back at the hotel, and we were just going over songs we wanted to play if we were to have a walkout song. And one of the seniors on the team, Oren Sutphin, he recommended these two Star Wars songs. So we played it, and then we thought it would be funny. So we got it approved, and that was our walkout song for the two relays.
Yeah, and it certainly certainly worked. You know, you mentioned Nate Dotson, also Owen Guthrie, and Carter Zuliani is a part of your 200 free relay that beat the mark set by Huntington from last year. Talk about those three other guys and what they bring to the pool in that particular event.
So every single one of them always brings their best when it comes to practice, and they also have some like the best they have the best perspective and good attitudes. Nate is hardworking. I think he's also doing soccer as we speak. So he does three sports: soccer, basketball, and swim. So he's athletic. Owen Guthrie, he's super fast. Set all the records in the state, and he's always trying to push and do his best. And then there's Carter, and his height and stature, and also his athleticism helped, and it was a crucial part of our team. So having him transfer from Buchanan and becoming a part of the Bridgeport Relay was a great addition to our team.
Yeah, what's interesting is I'm looking at a picture of you guys here holding your individual plaques, and this might be the tallest relay team I've seen in a while, because I don't know if you guys are standing on milk crates. I can't see your feet, but you're really not that much smaller than Carter, and obviously he's huge.
Yeah.
So there's definitely some height there. All right, so then the 400 relay, you mentioned Oren Dotson Guthrie joined you there, and it's my understanding you broke the 400 free relay record twice on Friday, right?
That is correct.
All right, so take me into that. It's the 400 free. I know it's more than just swimming fast. Talk about the exchange and how important that is to not lose any time.
So the exchange is very important, because you want to be you don't want to lose any time, but you also want to be safe. And that's something our coach Jane Grisso stressed, is safe starts, because she said like, even a second place is better than no place. So we really stressed safe starts, and then also just swimming to the best of our abilities.
Tell me about more about her as a coach. I know that she's won state championships at Bridgeport before, but this was the first opportunity that she had had to have a boys and girls state title in the same year.
So Coach Grisso, I think she adds a lot of experience and wisdom to our team. I mean, she's been coaching ever since the program at Bridgeport has started, and obviously what she's doing is working, since Bridgeport's been state champs numerous of times. But I just think that the attitude she brings and her strategy with how she sets up the swimmers and how the relays, she really tries to maximize the most points we can get.
Yep, that's awesome. James, congratulations. What's next for you?
For me now, I moved from high school swim, and now I'm in the club season. So now we're focusing on club states.
All right, very good. Well, best of luck in that. And again, big congratulations on your state championship.
Thank you.
Thanks, James. Congratulations. Some of the other notes from the state swim meet. Romano teamed with Emma Ahmed, earned all-tournament team honors. Kira Gazelle and Gretchen Lang also finished as runner-up in the 400 free relay with a time of 3:47.10. And as mentioned earlier, it was a record-setting performance for the Bridgeport boys, as they not only won both the 200 free and the 400 relays, they also set new state records in both this weekend. So congratulations to the state champion swim teams of Bridgeport High School. We come back, we'll do the whip around. That's next.
The only thing tastier than honey is saving money at the all-new Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
During the Start Something New sales event, get 0% financing for 72 months on the 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe or the 2024 Jeep Wrangler 4xe. And be sure to ask about getting $12,403 below MSRP on the 2024 Ram 1500 Big Horn Crew Cab 4x4.
Shop 24/7 at BlackBearCDJR.com.
All right, here's what's happening. The freshman basketball team wrapped up their season at 10-3 since our last episode, as the Indians beat Grafton 69-66 and then wrapped up their season with a loss in Preston this past Saturday. The Bridgeport boys basketball team continues to roll right along since we were last together. Bridgeport defeated Wheeling Park in Wheeling 45-26. Came back with a victory of 67-51 at Preston on Saturday, defeated Musselman 72-45 on Tuesday, and Thursday beat Lincoln 66-38. The boys close out the regular season with Fairmont Senior coming up on Tuesday night. That'll be senior night at Bridgeport High School at 7:30, and the postseason begins on Friday. The Indians are the top seed in Region 2 in Class AAA. They will take on the 8th seed Berkeley Springs on Friday night, March the 7th, at Bridgeport High School. Girls basketball team opens up regional play as the number 5 seed. The Lady Indians will visit number 4 Lincoln Friday night in Shinston. The winner will play at Kaiser coming up next week. And finally, 5 Bridgeport wrestlers punched their ticket to the state wrestling tournament in Huntington during Saturday's Class AAA Regional. Sophomore Eli Knight finished first in the 190-pound weight class. John Knight advanced the states after finishing as the regional runner-up at 157. 150 pounds. Alex Natternikola won by a 6-5 decision over John Marshall's Waylon Wyckoff to take third place in the region. And also Maddox Putter finished fourth in the 144 division, so he'll qualify for the state tournament. And rounding things out for the Indians, Caleb Ice at 138 pounds finished fourth. All those wrestlers will advance to the state wrestling tournament coming up in Huntington in March. That's going to do it for episode 30 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. Be back with you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.